if you're saved. Tell your neighbor, I'm saved. Because Jesus came into my life. And I have never asked him to leave. Hallelujah, he's in my heart. So here we go to Genesis. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. His mother says, I gotta save my boy's life. I want him to go to my brother's house. And he lighted upon a certain place, and watch this now, and tarried there all night because the sun was set. It was in the night, and so he had to stop and would continue his journey in the morning. But here's it. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows. My God, he didn't have a my pillow. He had a stone. And lay down in that place to sleep. Go ahead now. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to the heavens. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. So here is this guy, just swindled his brother. He's running from God, but who, what? He has some angels watching over him. Are you hearing me, folks? Angels are still there with him. Go to verse number 14. Amen. Verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the what? Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. A couple of things are happening here. God is rehearsing a promise that he made to his father Abraham. God, listen, I want to tell you, God's word stands. No matter what's going on, God's word stands. If you wake up tomorrow, you don't feel like you're a child of God, his word still stands. And I want you to see something here. God was talking to Jacob about the future. He was saying, Jacob, you got a future. Right now you might feel like you're a scoundrel and you're running, but you got a future. Tell somebody you got a future. Sometimes on a particular day in our lives, we feel, when we look at the, we take the outlook, it looks bad. But do you know you have a future? Do you know that it's not circumstances that determines your life? It's the word of God and God himself. Tell somebody you got a future. I know that I have a future. How many of you know that God isn't finished with you yet? You've still got dreams that you know God told you he will bring things to pass in your life. And if that is the case, you have a future. So here he's saying to Jacob, and he's telling Jacob this, not when this man is on a mountaintop of spiritual power. This guy is a crook. But God is telling the crook. Are you hearing me, folks? We allow a religious attitude and spirit to cause us sometimes to become discouraged, because the devil, the accuser of the brethren, is always telling you you're not good enough. You remember what you thought yesterday. You remember the word you spoke last night. And listen, look at the thing you're planning to do. God doesn't love you anymore. Tell the devil he's a liar. Here the angel is coming to Jacob in a moment when his brother didn't want to see him. His father was angry with him. And his mother had to chase him out. Anybody in here like that? Your brother angry with you? Your father don't want to see you? Your mother saying, go. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, it doesn't change how God thinks about you. Tell somebody, I'm loved. I am loved. The Lord said in Jeremiah, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And guess what? With loving kindness, I draw you. I've drawn you. God knows our weaknesses and our inabilities. That's why he treats us in love. So look, look what he says now. Go to verse number 15. And behold, I am what? With thee. Could you believe that? And when I'm with thee, and will keep thee what? In all places whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee. I want you to find your Bible and mark this in your book. If you could mark it on your phone, mark it on your phone. But you need to remember this. This is what God is saying to David, to Jacob, not when he is on the mountaintop, but when he is down in the valley. Hallelujah. That's what I love God for, folks. Praise the name of the Lord. Anybody tell you that got to be God? Most times when you're down in the valley, everybody you know wants to leave you. They run and leave you. When you're in trouble, that's when people leave you. But when you're in trouble, God says, I'm going to be with you. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. In other words, whatever God determined to do in and through your life, he is committed to seeing it come to pass. If God told you he's going to make you a preacher, he's committed to seeing you be a preacher. If God told you he's going to bless you, he's committed to blessing them. If God told you he's going to make you a missionary, he's committed to that. And he will not leave you. He will not leave you until it comes to pass. Could you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. I don't care how inadequate you feel. God is saying, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to mature you. I'm going to stir up your faith. I'm going to bring you to the place where you will believe me that that which I said I will do for you will happen. Tell somebody it's going to happen because I got some angels. Now watch this, verse number 16. Hallelujah. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. Why? Because the last thing he thought is that God would be with him. In this condition, I am God with me. Hallelujah. God is with you. Tell somebody God with you. Tell somebody, I know God is with me. Do you understand that God could be with you and you're not aware because you're so caught up in your sadness? Because you're so discouraged? Because you feel that everybody is against you and everything is against you. But what he said, what he told Jacob, I will not leave you. I'm tempted to tell somebody that the Lord is saying to you, I will not leave you. He says, God is in this reason. I didn't know it. Go ahead. Go ahead. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. And that's not dreadful in the sense in which we talk about. But, you know, he's reverent. There's something that comes over you when you recognize God's presence. It gets you reverent. It gets you very deeply contemplative. You're careful to wait to hear from God. And this is the upshot of this whole thing. God wants to keep communing with you. He wants to talk with you every day. How many of you, God is with you every day to speak to you every day. This is a dreadful place. This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Hallelujah. I love church, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it opens the door, opens wind heaven to me. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillow and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon it, upon the top of it. Verse 19. And he called the name of this place Bethel. The word Bethel means house of God. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. 20. And Jacob vowed a vow. Look at this, Lord have mercy. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me, if God will be with me. Say, God, if you will, and keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. Look at this God, 21. So that I come again to my father's house in peace. Hallelujah. If he said that, then shall the Lord be my God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody he secures your peace. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. The angel of the Lord was with him. I want you to know that the angel of God is with you to perform everything that God promises. Could you say praise the Lord? Jacob recognized that the angel was with him. I want us to go to Genesis chapter 31, verse number 11. Genesis chapter 31, verse 11. Now, between chapter 28 and 31, Jacob gets his two wives, and then he gets two concubines. And that's the time he was working 14 years for his father-in-law. But as yet, he did not have any wages. He was working for the girls. Love. It says that he loved them so. So here he is. And in chapter 31, he's going to have a discussion with his father-in-law. But God is behind it. And look what it says. Who is involved in it? What it says now? And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. Verse 12. And he said, lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringstick and speckled and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. Amen. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest a pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. You see, when he came to make a bargain with his father-in-law, he's making a bargain. He said, look, all the clean skin sheep, and that was going to be yours. But those that got speckled, those that got marks, I can take them. And Jacob got a vision from the angel. It says he cut some vines. And when the sheep and the cattle were with child, he would put the vines in the watering trough. So that when they go to the water, all they're seeing is them vines. And guess what? When they drop, most of the cattle coming out with speckles and stripes. And guess what? Before you know it, God took all of Laban's sheep. So that Laban's sons were mad. But he said, the angel of the Lord came and spoke. Listen. I'm here to tell somebody tonight. God's angel is with you. You know, I remember when I was working to build the building in Guyana. And I used to go shop for the materials and everything and stuff. And you just had to be on your P's and your Q's, they say. And I know sometimes some guys would try to pull a thing. I used to say, listen, I want you to know something. You can't rob me, you know. If you only rob me, you're going to lose more than what you take from me. And man, you know, nobody don't make a, nobody ever. I get my foot, I get my right length of wood, I get my right size of wood, everything, and then I get a court price. Because I'm a child of God. You can't rob me. You can't rob me. And I want to tell you here tonight, nobody can rob you as a child of God. Your God is there to make you prosper. He said you're going to be the head and not the tail. And you what? You're going to above or not beneath. And then he says you're going to what? Lend. How many believe that could happen? That you can be so blessed that you can be have money to lend. You can always got money in your pocket. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Because God's angel is watching over you. Understand, you don't need to put your hands in mess to deal with people who are trying to mess with you. Your angel is watching over you to deal with every hand that lifts up against you. Every hand that lifts up against you, God is going to discipline it. You remember what happened with Balaam and Shrin Rishal? When he went out there and he was trying to curse, instead of curse, he blessed. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, don't worry about the hand that seems to be lifting up against you. That hand is going to work for you because your angel is watching over you. Tell somebody, your angel is watching. How many believe that tonight? Do you really believe that tonight? Listen, you got to rejoice. We're going to rejoice just now. We're going to rejoice. Let me go now to Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. Watch this again. And we're going to go to verse 1. Here is Jacob returning home. He's returning home. And one of the first things he got in contact his brother. The man that he just robbed. the man he robbed about 20 something years ago. So what it says now, and Jacob went on his way, and what happened? And what happened? And the angels of God met him. God knew Jacob was walking into a situation where he had a brother who was vowing vengeance. But what God does, he sends his angels. Any of you feel like anybody is looking to get even with you, they're vowing vengeance, I want you to give God thanks for your angels. I want you to tell the angels, handle it. Hallelujah. You don't try to handle it. Don't look to abuse nobody. Let your angel handle it. Amen. God said to his angels, go ahead. Go ahead now. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is what? God's host. In other words, God's army. How many of you understand you got an army with you? That's what we see with Elijah. When God told him to say, open the eyes of this young man. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim, God's host. Tell somebody God's host is with you. Says he makes his angels. We're not alone, people. I said we're not alone, people. You might wake up today and not feel good, but you're not alone. God's host is with you. Jacob, I want you to see one thing that's happening. Jacob is coming face to face with his wrongs, and he's not being stubborn and arrogant. He is fearful, because when you read the full story, you will see he prepared gifts for his brothers. He was coming to be reconciled, and he was hopeful that God would set the stage for reconciliation. How many of you understand this? That there are times we offend people and we are afraid to go talk to them. But the day you become convinced in your heart that you must make it right, when you arrive, you will find that God was preparing that person for your arrival. He had his angels on the scene preparing that person for your arrival. Has anybody ever experienced that? I've experienced that. Sometimes in your mind you imagine that this thing is going to be terrible. But the angel of God is with you, man. God's host is with you. That was what happened with Sennacherib. When Israel showed up, All the fun was dead men. Go ahead for me. I want to go to the verse number 3. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Verse 4. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my, you see, unto my what? Lord Esau, thy servant Jacob, humility. You get that? It doesn't hurt to humble yourself. Tell somebody, it doesn't hurt to humble yourself. He said, thy servant Jacob said thus, I have sojourned with Laban and have stayed there until now. Give me verse 5. And I have oxen and asses and flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my Lord that I may what? Find grace. God is with you folks. And his angels is going to prepare your enemies to receive you and forgive you. How many of you want to live with forgiveness? How many of you want to live in the people not having? I don't want to not live in people. They just want to get my neck. I want when I've got the willingness to obey, that God can open the way. His angels are with me. So here, God gives you angels to bring reconciliation. Let us go now to Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. Look at this now. Now this, early up in the chapter, Jacob sent his servants to see what reception they could get. He sent them to pave the way. And so he sent them off by verse 24. He sent everybody ahead. He sent Leah and her children first. Then he sent Rachel. So if he was going to lose any wife, Leah, the less favored wife, to go in first. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This Bible got a lot of intrigue, you know. And then he let them go. And if anything, Esau had to deal with Leah and her children, then with Rachel and her children, and then he would be left for the last. So just in case anything, he might be able to beat a retreat. But he got the angel of the Lord. Lord, have mercy. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Verse 20. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day break it. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. You know what Jacob means? The name Jacob means trickster. If God, you got to admit who you are for God to make you what you can. He said, I'm trickster. And he said, thy name shall no more be Jacob, but Israel. Watch this now. This is the meaning of Israel. This is the meaning of the name Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. You got power with God and men, and you're a winner. Amen. Tell somebody you're a winner. You're an overcomer. That's why it says in the New Testament, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Here he was telling Jacob back in Genesis before Christ came, because of his name, because of the name he had given to him, he's a prince. He has power with God and with men. Are you hearing me, folks? Are you hearing me, folks? I want you to give God a praise right now, because you got power with God and with men. That's why he told Joshua, there shall not a man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. I wanted to give God praise. That's why he says, when a man's way please the Lord, he shall what? Make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Go ahead now. Let me get a couple more verses there. Hallelujah. Verse 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Verse 30. And Jacob called the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Go ahead. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose up upon him, oh my God, and he halted upon his thigh. Meaning he was a man with a limp from that day on. God put a mark on him. He was a man with a limp. Every time he limped, he remembered. He remembered he's not Jacob anymore. He's now Israel. God is going to give you something to remind you you're not who you used to be. You're somebody else. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm not who I used to be. I'm somebody else. I'm a prince. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel eat not the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. Amen. The man with the limp was reminding that God changed your name. Tell somebody, God changed your name. You may not have a limp, but you might have something else, but God changed your name. I don't want no limp. Praise the name of the Lord. Could you say praise the Lord? Amen. The angel of God. I want you to see the intimacy of the angel of God in the life. Do you understand? We are not no ordinary people. So don't settle for ordinary. Settle for extraordinary. Tell somebody, settle for extraordinary. It says he's able to do abundant, exceeding above all we can ask or think. Why? According to the power. Because of how we are positioned. Because of what is our name. Because heaven is standing behind you tonight. Heaven is with you tonight. Stop accepting mediocrity. Stop accepting second place. I ain't taking second place no more. I'm first class. I ain't no second class citizen. I'm first class. Because the angel of the Lord is with me. Then I wanted to go one more. To pave the way. He's saying, Jacob, I'm paved the way for you. I'm here to tell somebody, don't bother with it. Look like a wall is in front of you. God is, your angel is there to pave your way. He said in the book of Revelation, I open and no man shut. I open and no man shut. He said, I've set before you an open door. How many of you believe that God set an open door before you? How many believe that God set an open door before you? He will open and no man can shut. Nobody can shut the door that God opens to him. If there's a door shut before you that is not opening, maybe God don't want you to go. God doesn't want you to go through that door. But the day God wants you to go through that door, it's got to open. Are you hearing me, folks? It's got to open. It's got to open. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can keep you out. I'm here to encourage the people of God. Nobody can stop the will of God from coming to pass in your life. Because he has his angels to make a way. When I was going to school, we used to sing, Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way, oh glory, when my life was lost in sin. Jesus came and took me in. One day he made a way for me. Tell somebody he made a way for me. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I can see my way now. I can see my way. Hallelujah. Tell, I can see my way to my victory. I can see my way to my blessing. I can see my way to my mountain top. I'm going up to the mountain. Hallelujah. Let's do Genesis chapter 35. And we're going to finish this one. It's the last one. You know, when you go into the Word, you know, it's so amazing. You just see how many times when God keeps repeating something because he wants to establish a fact. Genesis chapter 35, verse 1. Arise, and God said unto Jacob, arise and go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. God's reminding you, I was with you. Verse 2. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Verse number 3. And let us arise and go up to Bethel. You see, God is bringing him full circle. Didn't God say, I'm going to bring you right back there? Remember, that's where he started. That's where he had the dream of the ladder. That's where he turned the stone that was his pillow, became a pillar, the house of God. He said, and I will make thee an altar unto God, who answer me in the day of my distress. Lord, have mercy. How many of you have been answered in the day of distress? How are you distressing right now? God is going to answer you, man. I want you to start praising the Lord. You can start smiling. He will answer in the day of distress. And was with me in the way in which I went. Verse 4. And gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was in Shechem. Verse 5. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Lord have mercy. Amen. So Jacob came to Luz, which is the land, which is in the land of Canaan. That is Bethel. He and all the people that were with him. Oh, I love this. Verse 7. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Verse number 8. Oh, how many are getting ready for God to appear unto? But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakhot. Verse 9. And God appeared unto Jacob again. The angel again. Notice this now. Angel again. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram. And what? And what? How many of you feel like a blessing now? Come on, thank God for a blessing right now. How many feel like a blessing right now? How many feel like a blessing right now? Why you think? Do you know you come here to get a blessing tonight? Do you know that you're in the presence of God? Come on, come and give God a thank for your blessing. He appeared unto him and blessed him. Lord, have mercy. Give him a good clap offering right now. And he blessed him. Verse 10. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. And thy name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. 11. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. What? Read that. Be what? Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Tell somebody, greatness is in me. How many believe that greatness is in you? I'm not going to die as some old Guyanese. No, I'm going to die as a child of God. They're going to hear about me. Hallelujah. I'm going to die great. It says the gentleness of God make me. I'm going to die great. Hallelujah. Because God promises. I'm not going to go out with shame. I'm going to go out with pride. I'm going to go out my head high. Because the angel of God is with me. How many of you know the angel of God is with you? Hallelujah. Tell somebody you've got destiny. I have destiny. How many of you know you have this destiny written on you? There's destiny written in your life. In your history. Amen. We're going to talk about God. They're going to talk about it. Hallelujah. No longer we're going to be limited by our ancestors that were thieves and drunkards and every other bad thing. That's not our destiny. Our destiny is the destiny of being kings, of being the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Are you hearing me, folks? Verse number 12. Just a couple more verses. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and thy seed after thee, I give the land. Verse 13. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. Lord have mercy. And Jacob set a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. I want you to close the book. I want you to stand with me and lift up your hand and let's pour out some praise unto God, because we're a great people. I said we're a great people. You are a great person. We're a great people. We are destined to victory. You're not ordinary no more. I'm not ordinary no more. I'm a great person because the angel of God is with me. How many of you know the angel of God is with you? So lift up your voice and praise him now. Lift up your voice and praise him. No more ordinary. I determined in my heart, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to walk with God. I shall be the head and not the tail. I shall be mighty. I shall be strong. I shall be blessed. All doors shall be opened up unto me. My life shall be a blessing. I shall be a blessing. My life will be a blessing. I will bring blessing to people's lives. I'll bring blessing to my church, blessing to my family, blessing to my family, blessing to my community. Come on, give God thanks for your family. Blessing to your business to your profession. Wherever you are, you're going to be a blessing. You shall excel and you shall stand out on your job. Hallelujah. In your community, in your family, you're going to be a different in your family. Hallelujah. Nobody can do what you did. Hallelujah. In your family, you're going to be an example. You're going to be an example before them. Oh, give God some praise up in this house right now. Give God thanks. Hallelujah. And guess what? Doors going to open before you. Opportunities, and man, nobody can take them away from you. Nobody can take them away from you. You're destined to greatness. Oh, for the glory of Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Say, God, I'm going to bring praise to your name. God, anoint me to bring glory to your name. Say, God, anoint me to bring glory to your name. God, I thank you that you are with me. I thank you, you're walking before me. I thank you, you're behind me, and your everlasting arms are under me. Satan, you're defeated. Satan, you're defeated. Satan, you're defeated. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Say, devil, you can't stop me, because the blood is against you. The blood is against you. The Holy Ghost is against you. The Word of God is against you. Jesus is against you, and I am against you. And my God said, when I submit to him and resist you, you got to flee. So run Satan. Give God a praise right now. Run him out of your life. Run him out of your home in the name of Jesus. Run him out of our church. Glory to God. Get ready for some blessing. Get ready for some blessing. Get ready for your victory. Get ready to see the supernatural power of God in them. Get ready for miracles. Get ready for your miracles. Give him praise right now. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Oh, praise God, our foot on the Goliath's chest. I tell you, we got our foot on Goliath's chest because we cut his head. We have taken off his head. We had the stone, which is the word of God. The stone brought him down. The word of God is quick and powerful. The stone brought him down. I said, the stone brought him down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say Goliath is dead. Goliath is dead. Can you say that tonight? That Goliath is dead. Goliath is dead. Give God some praise one more time. We're going to praise him. We are a people who learn how to praise to see our victory. We don't praise when we see the victory. We praise before we see the victory. We believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe the things that you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. Do you believe it tonight? I'm asking you, do you believe it tonight? Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe it tonight? Well, give God one more time, another praise and thanks. Kandarama sakabayanda laba katara baba. Shandoromo kaya baba baba raba sandai. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft, every obia, every Kalimai spirit, every unity spirit, every Rosicrucian spirit, every spirit from the graveyard, every spirit from the waters, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every lying spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every oppression, every depression, every unbelief, every doubt, every fear, the blood of Jesus is against it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you got to bow. You got to bow. The name of Jesus above every other name, and it says at his name, every knee shall bow. Bow now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Need, you got to bow. Poverty got to bow. Sickness got to bow. Fear got to bow. Doubt got to bow, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God is with me. My God is with me to bring me the victory, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? There's nothing that confronts you that God didn't know about before. It's new to you, but God knows about it all the time. And guess what? His angels are with you to make you an overcomer. Could you say praise the Lord? Could you say thank you, Jesus? Could you say hallelujah? Come on, give somebody a smile and tell them it's okay. It's all right. Give somebody a smile and tell them it's all right. It's all right. The angel of God, his angels are with me. Calling them angels into operation right now. Calling them angels into operation right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, all them negative words and them evil words, all them jealous people running up in my face and saying all manner of things, trying to mess with my family, trying to mess with my mind, in the name of Jesus, the words fall into the ground. Fall into the ground right now. It can't flourish, it can't flourish, it can't stand. Only your word stands, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. That you are the God of the restoration. You told your children in Joel, you will restore the weary years of the caterpillar. You will restore the years of the locust. You will restore the years of the palmer worm and the canker worm. You will restore the years, and the barns will be filled with grain, and the vats shall overflow with wine. In the name of Jesus, my barns filling up, and my vats gonna overflow, because my God is a God of restoration. Double for my trouble. Double for my trouble. Double, double. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Double, double. Hallelujah. Double. God of restoration. God of restoration. Father, every demonic activity that intercepts them and holding our blessings, we destroy it now. And we command that that which has been held up will be released. All those letters that have been held up, release it. Right now, go into that office and bring our paper to the top. So that your blessing will be released in the name of Jesus. Father, we're giving you glory right now. Your angels are with us. You're with our church. You're with our church. And every word that is spoken against this church will fall to the ground. Let your anointing rest in this church. Men will come in here and get healed, get delivered, get saved. And out of this church will go forth deliverance. All the dope addicts, all the drunkards, all the demon possessed, all the sick, when they come to this house, they're leaving well, victorious. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going home well. Tonight we're going home well. Every disease is healed tonight. Every disease is healed. Every lack, every deficiency. In the name of Jesus, every bone, every muscle, every vein. All them brain cells. Rejuvenate all them brain cells. Curse Alzheimer's. Dementia, we curse it. In the name of Jesus. Will not happen. Now, God, take the glory and the praise. For hear and answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God some praise in this house tonight. Tell three people God's angel with you, man. So you got to win. You got to win.